future historians will be looking at this disturbing tweet that was put out yesterday by the Chinese Communist Party. In this tweet, they admitted to their genocide, to their war against the Uyghurs. And what they tried to do is give their forced sterilization, the concentration camps, and all of their brutal tools a feminist liberal label, and they tried to show how it's been very successful. Study shows that in the process of eradicating extremism, the minds of Uyghur women in Xinjiang were emancipated, and gender equality and reproductive health were promoted, making them no longer baby-making machines. They are more confident and independent. How exactly is somebody going to be more confident and independent when in their own houses they have Chinese Communist Party officials staying over, where they have to stay in these supposed vocational camps, and they are raped, sterilized, tortured, and they are given pills which affect their psychology? So how exactly are these women emancipated and more independent? Now, the war that China has declared on Uyghur women is not just a war on an ethnic group. It is a war upon Islam as a religion itself. It is a war upon the Uyghur culture, which is intertwined with the Islamic narrative. So what all Muslims across the world must do, and non-Muslims as well, is stand shoulder to shoulder with the Uyghurs and to actually understand the genocide for what it is. And for us all to understand, we are at a point in history where the future generations will judge us either for standing up for what is right or for staying silent and being complicit in the crimes of this brutal Chinese Communist Party.